Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Sunday, the 11th of August. And Spurs off to a winning start. I don't think you have lived if you haven't seen Moussa Sissoko put it out for a throw-in from a six-yard shot. You haven't lived. If you haven't watched that, then you just haven't seen football. You need to see it. I don't know what happens to the man when he gets 30 yards from goal. I don't know. Once he gets within 30 yards of the opposition box, he just becomes completely unable to play the game. You get him back sort of holding midfield, he's good as gold. Breaks play up, runs, good passes, goes past people. 30 yards from the opposition box, it's like he's never played before. I mean, that was some... my boys just watched it on Match of the Day. He said, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, what was all that about? You do have to keep rewinding it and check it. Right, I have added the Twitter entries for FTS Pontoon. Another one of my bright ideas. I thought this would be, gee whiz, I can't keep going on about it, but I fear for people. I genuinely fear. I do, you know, we laugh and joke about things, but I just wonder how the fuck people get on in life. I really do. Anyway. I'm alright. I've had a couple of emails that have pissed me off, but I'm not going to go into it here. What else have I had? I know we'll do the stories later in the week. Right, horse racing. I've got a WinBet 2:35 Tipperary, the Peckham Pouncer. If Harry Kane was called him, born in Peckham, that's what he'd be called, wouldn't it? The Peckham Pouncer. 3:25. 3.25, sorry, in the 2:35 at Tipperary. So we have got that one. Trades, I have got one which I need to find because I didn't save it. Where is it? Sorry, bear with me. My usual skills. Right, yeah, here it is. 3:05 at Windsor. Dizzy G. 3:05 at Windsor. Dizzy G. It is currently around 5.1, so that will be between 5 and 6. Dizzy G in the 3:05 Windsor. So that's the trade. Look for a 25-30% trade on Dizzy G at Windsor and 2:35 Tipperary, the Peckham Pouncer. Currently 3.25. I wouldn't take any lower than 3. If it does shorten up, then ignore it. There's been two non-runners, so that price is about fair with those accounted for. Football, I have got a couple. I think this will be an interesting game today. Newcastle Arsenal. I've got the over 2.5, a bit too big here. It's about 1.85, I think, on the machine. Let's just have a look again, just check it from when I checked it earlier. Newcastle Arsenal over 2.5. Yeah, 1.84, 1.85. I've got that too big. Obviously, we don't know exactly the teams. Arsenal have drifted a bit, I think, on team news more than anything. Not sure whether the new signings are going to play. Really not sure what's going on with Ozil and Kolasinac with the since they got sort of attempted mugged, and there's been developments from that. But I think this will be a fairly open game, whoever plays. So, yes, on my numbers anyway, forgetting my opinion, over 2.5 is a bit big. I would let it get to 2.0. So if there's an early goal, just ignore it. But if it gets to 2.0, sort of from that minute, dripping over 15 minutes, and then trade on the goals. But I think that'd be an interesting game. It'd be interesting to see how Newcastle get on now Rafa's gone. Obviously made a couple of signings, so be interesting to see. And the other one I've got is in Sweden at 2:00 also, which is AFC United in Sweden, in the Allsvenskan, AFC United versus AIK. I've got the 1.5 too short here, so how I'm going to play that is let it get 20 minutes and look to lay under 0.5 first half goals, and then if it's still 0-0 at half time, then back the 1.5. So just let it get to sort of 20, you know, if you want to go to 25, fine, and if there's no goal, drip, lay under 0.5 first half goals. If you get the goal, you're done, and if not, then back over 1.5, and the way I do that is to back it at half time and then back it again at 65 if still 0-0. If I get a goal between sort of 45 and 65, I just remove liability and have a free shot at the 1.5. If a goal comes after 65, usually you're in a decent position to green up the total bet either way. I will try and I've got some videos to post for other people, but I will try and do some videos just for general for people sharing these trades as the season develops. I do have to keep reminding people that half the leagues haven't even started yet. I can't go there today. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. Right, have a lovely Sunday, whatever you're doing. I will be mainly sat in my office pontificating over football. Enjoy yourselves. If you're out for Sunday lunch, doing whatever you're doing, have a lovely time with your families, and I will be back tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. I don't know why I say that. I'm back every day, don't I? And I've got a couple of stories. I can't even remember what they were. One was the Jimmy Tarbuck one. I can't remember the other one, but somebody will remind me. Oh, the day I lost a load of money in the casino, Excalibur. Yeah, that was a day. Okay, yeah, all right. Well, have a lovely, I do just waffle on, don't I? Have a lovely Sunday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.